The Corolla has been a hero car for Toyota, not in a high-performance, flashy sense, but rather the epitome of strong, efficient and dependable Japanese practicality. But passenger car sales in Australia are in decline, while SUVs and utes are rising strongly. At the end of 2017, the Toyota Corolla was still the number one selling car, although two utes, the Hilux and the Ranger, had moved into second and third position, displacing Corolla competitors the Mazda 3 and the Hyundai i30. In January 2021, Corolla had slipped to sixth best-selling car, and by June it was down in 10th place. But July saw a reversal of that trend. The Corolla, packed with features but not the cheapest in its class, had climbed back to third place of all vehicles. COVID has seen a push towards low-price cars, or in this case, dependable brand names. I'm David Brown.
If you're in the market for a new car, don't head anywhere but anyauto.com.au. Right now, you can read a review of the MG ZS Electric, a lower-priced electric SUV, the Citroen C3 Shine, the Mazda MX-30 Estina Mild Hybrid, and for something a little sportier, the Hyundai Kona N-Line Premium. Check out those reviews and many, many more right now, anyauto.com.au, for the latest auto news and reviews.